This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. It is Tuesday and it is another hot day out there. We are live at the Beacon Building. We're at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. And what is happening, Mike?
Well, we've got the Captain Jonathan Hillstrand, joining us momentarily. He runs the Time Bandit on the TV show, the reality show on Discovery, Deadliest Catch.
Exciting.
Tonight is the season finale. It's hard to believe it's season 11 already.
So it's the finale. Yes.
It is the finale. It's a two-hour finale. And we expect to be hearing from the Captain here in just a couple of moments. Later in the show, a local favorite and probably the biggest heartbreak for me in terms of restaurants closing is the restaurant Z, which closed a couple of years ago. Tom Puskarich, the founder, owner, and head chef at the time, is no longer in business there. But we'll talk to Tom, get the story, and see what he's up to in just a few moments. As we welcome on to Food for Thought, he is the captain of the Time Bandit, Deadliest Catch, the TV show, Captain Jonathan Hillstrand. Tonight is the season finale. It's hard to believe it's been 11 seasons of Deadliest Catch. Before the show, it's something called Deadliest Catch, The Bait. So we want to welcome Captain Hillstrand. Good to have you on. Thank you so much, sir.
Good morning.
So, first of all, our sympathies go out to you and the family of a fellow Deadliest Catch crabber, Captain Laura, who died a little over a week ago of a heart attack in South Dakota. So, just a few memories of Tony, if you would.
He's a lot like Phil Harris. He's, you know, he loves bikes, riding bikes. And I just saw him before I left to go up to Alaska this summer, and should have gone riding with him, but I should have, but he's gone now. But he died in at Sturgis. He was where he loved to be, so died riding his bike. That's all I don't. But we miss him. It's terrible.
Yeah. So, hi, this is Carol. You have 3 big hours of Deadliest Catch tonight on Discovery. Was this your worst weather year of recent memory?
Yeah, it was one of our worst years, and there's so many things that happened. I haven't been able to watch for like the last 8 weeks because I've been fishing salmon up in Alaska for commercially in Cook Inlet, and so I get to catch up. I got a bunch of recordings to watch, and then it's crazy. Like the last couple of years, the two-hour finale seems like I just at the end of it, I go wow. all kinds of stuff happens on the other boats that I hear about it, but then I get to actually watch it. You know, so I'm just like you guys watching.
Sure. So this season saw an alliance between your family, rather, and Keith Coburn, which perhaps wasn't always the case. How did that come to be?
I have no idea, and we don't know how long that's going to last. But anyway, we get along right now, and he's after the fire thing. He's been decent. We both been decent to each other. You know, we're sort of two pompous asses. It's hard to hate somebody, you know. It takes a lot of work. It's just too tiring for me to not like somebody. Just, you know, everyone just be good to each other and, you know, leave everybody alone and just get along, you know.
Well, yeah, you just you don't strike me as a type that really dislikes too many people. You may have your moments, but down underneath, I think they call you a teddy bear, right?
Yeah. But unless you're doing something wrong.
Right.
That kid this year that messed around with my crew, I did not know that was happening until I watched that. And I seen him say, when do I mess with the captain? Oh, man, I wish I would have known he said that kind of stuff. And I wish I would have known he punched my nephew. I would have used his head to mop the floor with his, you know, the galley floor with his little head. But I'm glad it turned out okay. And he ended up getting put on the island, and there was no booze because it was Lent, and they don't drink for a month. And there was no TV, no girls, no booze.
So he deserved that.
For 7 days.
Well, speaking of hitting people, I understand the film crew was devastated when they missed a barroom fight with you guys.
Tell
us about that.
And my brother Andy busted a guitar over over Keith's brother's head. So I go, oh, man, he always one-upping me. Now I got to put that on my bucket list, get in a barroom fight, bust a guitar over someone's head.
But they weren't there to they weren't there to tape it, though, right? So they were pretty mad at themselves.
There was a couple guys that had it on, on their iPhones, but not enough on there, I guess. But, yeah, they're bombing. They miss out a lot of stuff.
Captain Jonathan, of course you tangled with a grapple hook for a broken nose in season 10.
Oh, God.
I got to ask you, did that end your modeling career?
My mom loves me. I got to say, so my mother can love. But yeah, I just rearranged my nose a little bit. It's been broken a few times before. Okay. But, I used to be a Gloucesterman. I was out of Gloucester for 6 years. I had a boat out of there. You guys are close by, right?
Oh, yeah.
We are.
Yeah, we're about maybe an hour away, and that's where all the whale watches go. I was just out there a couple of months ago. And, of course, the perfect storm, I'm sure you're aware of that.
I was down there when George Clooney and them were filming over there. I was fishing out of there.
Well, see, that's perfect. You were probably George Clooney's stand-in, right?
There you go. Well, I was running the boat, the Hannah boat, and the one that the gal was on, and they just renamed another boat, Hannah boat, for the movie, so I kept running their shots coming in, because I'd come in every 2.5 days or 2 days from a fishing hagfish out there, and they'd get mad at me. I'm trying to make a living, sorry. So
yeah,
it'd be funny, there'd be two Hannah bones crossing each other.
Right. Well, I'm going to guess that lobstering is not quite as much of an adrenaline rush as Opelia crab or king crab in the Bering Sea.
Yes, it's not, but it's a lot of fun, and it's hard work, too. You know, hats off to all those guys. They're, you know, any kind of fisheries is pretty monotonous, but they don't have the weather, of course. But you're on a littler boat, too. So
true.
You get out where the 100 fathom, where it drops off to, like, you know, quarter mile deep, and it gets pretty rough right there if you're in a little 80-foot boat. I've been in some good storms over there, but that's nothing like the Bering Sea throws, but there are a lot of hard workers over there.
I hear you went through 10 camera guys during season 11 taping.
Oh, my God. I think it was 9 or 10, yeah. And then I don't know how many, 7 crew members or something. Then they don't catch everything if they don't catch the whole story. And one of the reasons the show is better now, I think, is they have all those little high-def cameras, and they put them everywhere where they used to just have a couple cameras. Now they get you from, you know, like, you can't run away from them or hide
every
from the
angle.
Camera, and they catch everything. Yeah.
Hey, I heard
hours of me picking my nose.
The nose hit by the grapple hook, we might add. We're talking with Captain Jonathan Hillstrand, Time Bandit pilot from Deadliest Catch, season 11. It's the finale, 2 big hours tonight on Discovery. All right, I heard you say that when you're at sea, you hope for good weather, good fishing, and no fighting, which is not the same wishes the producers have, right?
No, yeah. What's good for them is bad for us. So, any week I'm not on the show, I'm going, thank you, nothing bad happened. But it's just what you get out there, you know. That's what you sign up for, you know. You're gonna have a storm. Everybody's not gonna get along. But you could hate a guy in the morning and then be best friends with him that night on a boat. It's not like if you go to work with somebody that you don't like, you got to go 9 to 5 with them, or you're stuck with this guy every day, all day long, you know. So,
I
can't wait for tonight. Can't wait to watch, catch up on all the shows.
How tough was it for you, for what I presume was a boatload of Seattle Seahawks fans on Super Bowl Sunday this year? That must have been awesome.
Yeah, most of us are from the Northwest. We're all Seahawks fans, and then I love the Mariners, but I was also over in Gloucester, so Red Sox are my, I like the Red Sox.
Ah,
and then,
I like
Mariners
you.
Are my second choice. I love the Mariners, and I picked Dallas Cowboys when I was a kid. Everyone hates them. I don't know why, but a lot of my friends don't like Dallas, but I'm not going to change teams, but I'm the 13th man for Seahawks, and I'm the 12th man for Dallas Cowboys. So I love the Seahawks too. But.
Well, we are looking forward to seeing the shows as well. You'll get to get them all bunched together in 2 hours, get you caught up to date as well, our listeners. It's Deadliest Catch, the season finale, season 11 at 9 o'clock tonight, but there's a 1 hour special before that, a pre-show called Deadliest Catch, the bait, and then the 2 hour finale,
yeah,
including Captain Jonathan Hillstrat. Yeah, we're so glad that you joined us. We hope that you're safe.
Thank
Stay
you.
Out of the way of those grapple hooks and barroom
yeah.
fights, and you know, put that little angel
yep.
look on that you have sometimes.
Yeah, oh, I'll work on that. I'm not making any promises.
All right. Thanks a lot, Captain. Take
Thanks,
care.
Thanks, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Wow.
See, wouldn't you just love to sit down somewhere and have a drink with these guys and get the stories?
You know, they kind of start off, you know, then when we, you know, when you start to talk to them, they're mm-hmm. just, they're like real people. I mean, you know, they're real people.
No, they really are. And some, I'm sure not any one of them ever thought before this show started that they could ever do a show that would sustain for 11 seasons. You know, it's like Ice Road Truckers. Or it's another show up in Alaska where these guys are driving these 18-wheelers across frozen bodies of water because, you know, you have to in the winter to get from point A to point B more directly.
It's amazing all those shows they have, those reality shows. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah, some don't necessarily, you know, connect with the public, but, you know, one of the earliest ones was a Survivor, you know, the one
That's still going.
And that is still yeah. going. So somebody saw something there.
You know which one I like? I do like Amazing Race.
That is pretty good. Yeah, I don't typically watch that.
I mean, I do on and off. I like it mm-hmm. more towards the end, you know, when it's down to a few of the teams. And,
yeah.
You know, but I do like that one.
I can't watch Big Brother. That's just too creepy.
We watched it for a little bit. We were out mm-hmm. and it was on the TV for like 10 or 15 minutes. That was all
right.
I could take. That is crazy.
Another one, and of course you're in the food business, but I don't know if you've ever watched Hell's Kitchen for any
yes,
period of time.
Although Gordon Ramsay, I know a lot of people love him. I just don't like his mannerisms. And I'm sure a lot of it is for show. It's for TV,
mm-hmm.
you know, but
yeah, just that show, but you know something, he does two or three other shows at least. And he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Oh, he is.
I've seen them.
Oh,
I've
yeah.
seen them.
Top Chef. I mean, he's he'll tell you what he's thinking. You're never going to wonder what he's thinking. But he's not yelling. He's not insulting people
right.
the way. I mean, it's just downright mean on Hell's Kitchen. I watched it for one season, and I can't watch it anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy, I'm trying to think of his name here. It'll come to me. Who was on the show, was the executive chef at Bedford Village Inn for a couple of years. He didn't win it, but he was.
What was his name?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I just had it.
And he was really good too, because I did a stage food show with him, and he brought something to the table that nobody else did, which was really cool. Which was like doing a dish on a theater stage with dry ice and stuff. It was really cool.
Wow.
Very very interesting to watch.
That's a big talent, you know, to just come out of your head like that. And,
well, yeah, essentially, you know? they're artists. One thing mm-hmm. I want to talk mm-hmm. to Tom Puskrich about is something he posted on his Facebook page, and that is the and maybe you can, well, I'm sure you can chime in with this, that it's getting more difficult to find cooks to work in restaurants.
Oh yeah.
Just because, for any number of reasons, and he lists. Well, actually, it was a Washington Post story.
I read that Washington
which
Post. I was just going to say it was kind of it was in the news,
yeah.
you know, nationally. And,
yeah. So we need to talk about that with him, and you know, all the other stuff. So there it is once again tonight. Deadliest Catch, the 2 hour finale. Polar ice descends on each skipper, and they must choose fight or flight. The saga is in danger of sinking, and Jake must act fast to save his crew. Josh takes a huge gamble against Casey's wishes and heads toward the ice. Sig and Jonathan race to rescue gear. So that, in 25 words or less, is some of what you'll see tonight. If you're a fan, then you probably saw it all already. So I didn't watch that much of it this year.
I didn't. I do once in a while, you know, and like I said, we'll mm-hmm. do it like on demand, but I do like it.
But
it's
if you,
pretty interesting.
If you have a chance to watch a Super Bowl episode.
The Super Bowl episode
that's
must
pretty
be
funny.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was, well, they shot that obviously in early February, and I'm not sure where it stacked up with all, you know, all the other
episodes. Yeah.
But you can probably find that easily enough online. Pretty cool stuff. So what else is going on before we head into break land? It's just you and me till Tom gets here.
It is just you and me. So why don't we just take a break, and when we
okay.
come back, we'll talk food holiday, and I've got some I have some nice healthy recipes.
You do?
I do. I have some healthy snacks with three ingredients or less.
Well, yesterday you were just eating tomatoes. What have you brought in today? It looks like a soup of some sort.
No, it's not soup. It's protein stuff.
I can't see it from here.
I know. Well, it's it's
chicken.
Oh,
is that salmon?
No, it's
chicken.
It's fresh chicken.
Look at the color of it, though.
I put sriracha in there.
Oh.
I chopped up some chicken and some red onion and a little bit of red peppers and onions and
just
swished it around.
Just plain old chicken breast can be really, really dull.
I had to dress it up
and dry. No, I don't blame you. Yeah. Hey, you know, I've been turning into the sriracha guy here since we met Randy Clements.
Yes.
I had leftover frittata this morning for breakfast and, you know, drizzled some sriracha on that, which makes sense because you would use, stuff on it. Yeah.
I was at the Red Arrow this morning. We were doing an inspection, or Amanda and my dad were doing an inspection. I was there inspecting the pancakes, but anyway.
Inspecting the pancakes?
Well, actually, Daryl came with me. I was inspecting the batter.
Oh, okay.
The batter.
And how do you inspect
that? Behind the scenes, the thickness of it, and make
sure
they're following the recipe, make sure the recipe's in the recipe book, and, you know, all that stuff. But Daryl did come for the tasting because I wouldn't eat.
No.
I'm not going to eat pancakes right now.
Right. So you just drop in unannounced and just kind of spot check?
Inspections are unannounced.
Like that? Right.
Yep. And I was doing the latter part of that because I have the show and stuff like that. So I don't.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do the inspections. But.
So for the pancake batter, you check. Mm-hmm. Check the thickness or the viscosity
changed.
Of it.
There's kind of a thing going on at the diner right now with Dad and pancakes. And
oh, there is?
There is.
Really?
There is. And, you know, he kind of changed the recipe. And
I'm looking at your face not thinking you're real happy about that.
Let's just say we're in discussion about
it. Okay, very well put.
There you go. We're in discussion about it, and I went to check it out, and, you know, that's where we're at. But I had a two-egg white omelet this morning. So I had two eggs. Because our omelets are usually three and four eggs, so I just wanted two eggs. So two egg whites with one piece of cheese inside with some grilled veggies, and then when I got it, I put sriracha all over the top.
There you go.
Yum.
That sounds really, really
good. Very
good. But doesn't it kill you? Because I know you're paying more for eggs that you're throwing half the egg away.
Well, we get egg whites
right.
that come in.
Oh, I see, in a carton. You don't sit there and use one of those egg separators.
Because we go through quite a few of
them. That would take forever.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
So.
All right. Well, that's the latest breaking news from the Red Arrow, ladies and gentlemen.
Latest breaking news. Go in and get some pancakes.
Film at 11.
Give me your opinions.
Okay.
I want to know. Well, anyway. Okay, you're listening to Food for Thought. We're going to go on break, and we'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike on Tuesday. Hot, muggy day again, but you know what? It is summer. I think it's supposed to end on Thursday, the mugginess,
right? Oh, the mugginess? I think the worst of it probably is.
Yeah.
But it's going to be with us another month, probably more than it isn't. So
this is true. I mean, it's you know, 'tis the season.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a little story. I didn't tell you yesterday.
Okay.
Because we just had a busy show yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But we adopted a cat.
Oh, and whose idea was that?
Well, we had kind of been talking about it a little. Give Molly a little playmate. We wanted to rescue.
In lieu of a child, if I just may jump in, since I know that was discussed.
Could be.
Okay.
Could
All
be.
Right.
I'm just going to say that.
Okay.
And my good friend Michelle, she had one of her good friends, one of her teacher friends that has since retired. She's just recently passed away. She was very sick and then went to a nursing home. And she had two cats, two Maine Coon cats. And one of them doesn't like people at all. You never see him in her house, I guess. And the other one's really friendly. So Daryl and I talked. I mean, she's 14. She's Maine Coon. She's beautiful.
They're big cats, aren't they?
Oh, Mike, this cat, I can't wait to tell you. She has a vet appointment on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Today, the groomer's coming to the house to groom her. I think she weighs 30 pounds.
Oh, I've heard that.
I literally pick her up like this.
Right.
She is huge. Like, I didn't even think she was that big until we went to get her and put her in the carrier. I'm like,
so that's like six times what Molly weighs.
No kidding. Exactly. You look at Molly next to her, Molly looks like this big. And they kind of like look at each other like,
all right, so how are they getting along?
Well, you know, she just got to the house yesterday. And, you know, and I had a function that I had to go to last night. And you know, she's getting used to the house. You know, she was hiding, you know, under. Before I left, we did spend, you know, some time, all four of us. And Molly was playing a little bit with her, and she started purring, so that was good. You know, she likes me, you know, scratching her, and she was letting me do it and all that. But anyway, when I got home, she was behind the couch. Now, I saw the couch like this, and I'm like, because, you know,
kind of twisted away from the wall?
Yeah, because I guess she was at the top, and she went down, but she's so fat, she didn't fit.
Oh, just kind of wedged
she
itself.
She kind of like, you know?
She moved it on her own.
Well, no, Daryl had to move it.
Oh, okay.
So when I got home, that's where she still was. She would not move. Daryl tried to get her. Hmm. She was, you know, so when I got home, yeah, she was still there. And I went to try to move her, but I made sure she had plenty of room. I moved the couch out, and I'm like, well, you know what? It's nighttime. We're going up to bed, so let her just kind of roam the house. Because we have air conditioning in our room, so the door shut. I'm like, she can be all downstairs and just kind of get used to the house on her own. So this morning, I get up. I go downstairs. I can't find her. Like, literally, I looked everywhere. Now, Tyler is in the barn. He comes through, in and out, to go to the use the bathroom, and he worked this morning at 6:30. Of course, I called and said, did you see the cat? Da, da, da. Nope, didn't see the cat. I'm like, are you sure you didn't see the cat? I'm like, well, the cat is not in the house. Anyway, I tell Daryl. He goes around through the whole house. He's like, the cat's somewhere. Comes back. He's like, I can't find the cat. I go, I told you. The cat is not in the house. I don't know what happened to the cat. You know where the cat was? He got up in the middle of the night to go downstairs to get water or whatever, and the cat must have zoomed in our bedroom. It was underneath our bed. That was the only room we didn't look
at. The cat got in your room and you didn't know it.
Exactly. Oh. At 1 o'clock in the morning, probably. We had no idea.
Last place you would have looked, right?
That was the only room we weren't looking at. Because
you keep the door closed, typically?
The door was closed because of the air conditioner.
Wow.
Isn't that
slick
funny?
Cat.
Like, right underneath the bed.
Right. Now, are either of you allergic to cats?
No.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have got her.
Well, I didn't know maybe you didn't know if you never had one.
No. I've had cats.
Right.
Yeah. I actually had a Maine Coon cat, Charlie. He was, like, so cool.
So what are you going to do, though, if Molly decides that she doesn't want to share the house with
cat? Tyler has a Maine Coon upstairs.
Because my dog wouldn't stand for it. I could never do that.
Molly is good with other animals. I knew that. Yeah.
Well, that's helpful.
It was dependent on whether or not Molly would, like her or not,
right,
too. So, you know. But, yeah.
Hmm.
So.
What's the name of this cat?
Tiger Lily.
Tiger Lily. A name given by you, or was that the name?
That was her name. That was her given name. And then the owner changed it to Tigger, which I don't like Tigger. And when I saw
Tigger. Well, that's just been used
Tiger
18
Lily.
Trillion times since the 70s.
I figured that she'll still get the gist when I'm saying Tiger Lily.
Yeah, I would think so. So here's the issue with putting the food out. How do you keep Molly from getting into Tiger Lily's food?
Molly has a crate downstairs. It looks like furniture, so it's it looks nice.
Oh, really?
It's like in the in the library, and it's high up. Molly can't get on top of it, so I have Tiger Lily's food right on top of that.
Oh,
so and then
you don't think Molly will figure out a way to get it done?
She won't be able to.
No.
No. No.
I'm sure that the cat eats way more than the
dog. I'm sure she does. She did eat a little bit last night, too. We checked that out.
Good.
She used the litter box, which was great. So.
Well, that's a good start if you get her doing that instead of protesting and pooping under your bed or whatever.
No kidding. But, we checked that. Both of us are in the litter box.
With your nose in the litter box, huh?
I'm like, oh, my gosh, she peed.
Tiger, yay. I know. Let's give her a trophy, a participation trophy for peeing. Oh, that's exciting. Do we have a food holiday for today?
We do. It is National Ice Cream Pie Day, and it's also National Soft Serve Ice Cream Day.
You like soft serve ice cream?
I love soft serve
do you?
Ice cream. I do.
I like it because you can do stuff with it.
I would almost prefer it rather than the hard. I mean, I don't eat ice cream all that often, but, once in a while I do. Mm-hmm. I get a craving for a soft serve Dairy Queen with some sprinkles on it.
Well, there you go. You just said the magic words, Dairy Queen.
Yes.
The blizzards are to die for.
Right now it's cotton candy blizzard. I keep driving by the stupid sign.
Is it pink or blue?
Man, I don't know. I didn't get one.
Yeah, I've never had cotton candy. I mean, I've never had a big ball of it. I may have tasted it. Don't care for it. It seems like just, ew. Looks like you're eating insulation.
It's good.
Yeah, I guess it is. My favorite blizzard of all time is a strawberry cheesecake blizzard.
Ooh.
That was fantastic.
You like cheesecake.
I do. I don't I don't have these things real often.
I know.
And I don't typically buy them because if they're in the house, well, I spent the money, I gotta eat them.
Right.
But I have to watch those and potato chips and other things because they're killers.
Yeah. They are. Andrew says he's a huge fan of soft serve ice cream.
Yeah, see, if it wasn't for Dairy Queen, I would not be. It seems to me very boring.
See, I like King Cone. Have you ever been to King Cone?
Oh, in Merrimack?
Yeah.
No, I know where it is, right on the Daniel Webster.
Well, you take people there that visit, mm-hmm. because, and you tell them to order a large, cone at King Cone.
A
you
large cone?
See how huge
you need
it
a
is.
Wagon for it,
it's
probably.
It's not even funny. It's just not even funny. I'm telling you, it's like 2 feet tall.
Oh, my.
It's crazy.
So what do you do? It's going to drip all over
exactly.
you. Why would you buy that much ice cream?
But you know what? People go because of that.
I guess.
You know?
Do you have a favorite ice cream stand that if you and Daryl or you and whoever goes out locally?
I would have to say Granite State Candy and Ice Cream.
Which is just a couple steps down the road here.
Just a couple steps down here, and they also mm-hmm. have in Concord.
I was in there for a frap a week or two ago. I don't. Yep. It was probably a Friday you weren't here. And it was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was really, really good.
Good flavors, and mm-hmm. you know, they make their own right in Concord.
Yes.
And all their candies
that's
is
a nice
made
little store.
Too.
And they make, I love the rock candies.
Ugh.
You know, because I've never seen those anywhere on it. So they've been around that long?
Oh, yeah. Salisbury Beach, we used to get caught. No, not Salisbury Beach. I'm sorry. Where's
I'm
Beach?
Talking to ones that look like pebbles, right? That look like stones.
Oh, those. No.
Could you see those sometimes? 900
yes,
degrees used to
you
give
do.
You a little cup
yes.
of those for your dessert. And you would swear they're rocks.
Yep. Totally.
I mean, I've never seen anything like it.
Yep, they're
fantastic.
Very cool.
And the chocolate on the inside.
You know where they have those is at, I just took my girlfriend and I, we went shopping last week, and we went over to TCBY
yoga
okay. place, and they have the toppings, mm-hmm. and they had those rocks there.
Have you been to, it's like a Froyo place, I forget what it's
like
called.
Kiwi Fruit or
well, it's,
where?
That's not the name of it, but it's a franchise, and I mean, you got everything. It's all self-serve, all dispense
that's
yourself.
That's just like TCBY.
Yeah, I haven't been at TCBY lately, but it's good, but it's expensive.
It's wicked. Well, my girlfriend, okay, and the cups they give you are huge, mm-hmm. you know. To
Yeah,
and
right.
it's so funny.
Encouraging you to, of course.
Exactly. Well, and it's funny because whenever you see the mother in there with her kids, she's always like manning the ice cream thing, making mm-hmm. sure they don't put too much in it, you know, and stuff like that. Well, my girlfriend.
Frozen leaf, is that it? Something like that. Something, mm-hmm. orange leaf maybe.
Orange leaf. I think it is orange
okay.
leaf.
Okay.
They have that one, I think, in the mall too. Or is it kiwi in the mall? I don't know. But I was with my girlfriend mm-hmm. at TCBY, and she had never been. And I go, the cup is huge, but be careful because, you know, you pay by the, you know, by
right.
the weight.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, okay. Well, I was ahead of her. I knew what I was doing. So I just kind of went and did my thing. And she comes to sit down. I look at her cup. It was mounted over. She goes, geez, I'm crow. She says, do you know how much this was? She was like almost
$9. $9 for dessert.
It was like $8.79 for a frozen yogurt thing.
That's crazy.
It's hilarious. I'm like, I told you, Becky. They wait. You got to be careful.
You know, just to change this topic a little bit, I am shocked that you made it into work today.
Why?
Because of the bad news yesterday that, well, I know affects you directly. You don't know what I'm talking about?
I'm missing something, obviously.
Yeah, why don't we take a break? We'll come back, and you'll tell me how this is going to change your life.
Oh, boy.
Because I saw it yesterday, and I said, oh. Should I tell Carol now, or should I drop it on her on the air tomorrow?
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay. I will tell you when we come back.
All right. Stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
That's us, Food for Thought, brought to you by Integrity Health Coaching Solutions of Bedford, Londonderry, and soon North Conway, New Hampshire, and Mama McDonough's Irish Pub on Depot Street in Hillsborough. Come find your Irish side. Carol Lawrence, Mike Morin. In just a few moments, Tom Puskrich joining us, restaurateur, and, of course, the guy that had the wildly popular Z restaurant, Food and Drink, a couple of years ago. So Carol, I'm a little surprised that you haven't picked up on my clue.
I'm really nervous.
Breaking news yesterday in the world of business, I guess we would call it, in Manchester. Well, technically Bedford, I guess, to be honest with you. I saw this news story and all over Facebook, and I thought, oh, Carol is going to be so depressed.
Oh, I did see that.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh, it was awful.
Macy's is closing in Bedford. They're going to just completely redo it and put in something like a lifestyle mall. Is that what they're calling it? That's the buzzword?
You know, I know exactly what they mean by that because they have them down in Florida.
Okay.
It's like a mall. It's like an outside mall.
It's an outside mall. They're getting away from the enclosed things despite our harsh weather for half the year.
That's true. That is a little tricky there. But Maybe the sidewalks will be radiant heat, you know, so that it, you know, the...
Those are really expensive.
Right. Well, they're going to have to do something like that.
Right. That's true. That's true. If they want you to come, you know, it's like the Merrimack outlets. You know, I've been there a couple times. It's like, here's what I don't like about the Merrimack outlets. I mean, I love the view from the top and everything else, but the stores seem like smaller versions of the real stores.
Yes, of course.
And I guess that's how it's supposed to be. I've only been there a couple times. I just never think of it if I have to go shopping, which is rare to begin with. That's no knock on them. That's just my observation. But anyway.
I'm with you with outlets, you know, and it's big. So sometimes you don't know where the stores are and you get a lot of walking.
Hey, there was a time when being an outlet store meant something. Mm-hmm. It doesn't anymore.
It's true.
Because it's stuff that's specifically made of a lower quality, so I can sell it for less, but you feel like you're getting... getting the real good Polo stuff when you're really not. Right. Or I'm just picking that as an example. So back to Macy's. How did you feel when you saw that?
Well, I came home from my event, and Daryl was like, "Did you hear the news?" And I'm like, "What news?" And he's like, "Macy's is closing." And yeah, I'm very sad about it, because the mall just isn't the same. The mall Macy's is just not the same as the department store Macy's in Bedford. It just isn't. And everybody will tell you that shops in Bedford. So, but I guess we're going to have to adjust. We're not going to have a choice.
I mean, I never understood why there'd be two Macy's 2 miles apart, but...
it's a big difference.
But you understand it in a way that I don't. I mean...
Yes, I suppose.
I hear your explanation. I've shopped, I think, once at the one in Bedford to get Barbara a gift of some sort. I've shopped the men's department at Macy's at the Mall in New Hampshire a couple of times. Yeah, that's about it. Not a big shopper. So, but I said, no, she's going to be hell to work with tomorrow. No, I didn't say that. But
Thanks, Mike.
Well, anyway, and I think when are they closing? Did the story say?
They said December.
In December. After
the holidays,
right.
Yeah.
Then I don't know if they're going to come in, if they're going to retrofit the building
they're
going to level it, right?
It.
Well, that whole
spring,
strip
gone.
Is so far overdue.
Yeah,
I mean, the Wayfarer Inn, that should have gone down 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And now, of course, they're doing all the good stuff that they're doing there. And, of course, you got Carrabba's at one end there.
And then Whole Foods.
Then Whole Foods is coming in. So
awesome.
Hard to believe that an affluent area like Bedford just had that all that whole time.
Yeah,
with it. It was ugly. It was an eyesore.
Yeah, but it's also, I mean, Macy's they've been there. Jordan Marsh Macy's, they've been there a long time.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad, but I guess, you know.
Well, life moves on.
Got to go with the trends.
Got to get a lifestyle mall in here, you know.
I guess.
Can't have a town without a lifestyle mall.
But you watch. They're going to have radiant heating on the sidewalk.
That's as expensive as it is. That would make sense. If they want you to come in March and not get your shoes all slopped up with the stuff on the sidewalk, that would be smart. They were going to do that because, you know, Main Street is redoing itself in Concord. And there was talk about doing some kind of radiant heat using the existing steam system in the city. And when the individual shop owners found out how much that was, they opted not to go with that. Although I think a couple of them may have done it on their own, but a very vast minority. So you're not going to have steam-heated radiant sidewalks in the new Main Street Concord.
And, you know, they wonder why people don't go down. So,
yeah.
Well,
you grow up in this part of the world, you get used to slopping around. But I think
true.
That would be a nice touch if they did that
in
the new place. People would expect that, perhaps.
I think so.
Yeah.
But I was looking up some healthy ingredients because I'm on my healthy cake.
You have a cake recipe for me or something?
No cake recipes.
Oh.
No, these are they're healthy snacks, really.
Okay.
Healthy snacks with 3 ingredients or less. One of my favorite ones on here is the, are you kidding? Oh, my goodness. Hold on. Oh, right here. Here we go. They're BLT, you know what? This isn't the 3 ingredient one. I'm sorry. But this one is good.
Well, bacon, lettuce, tomato, that's 3.
Wonton crunchies. You get the wonton wrappers, 6 slices of regular bacon or turkey bacon, fry it up and chop it all up, mix it with some fat-free mayonnaise, some Dijonnaise, garlic powder, salt and pepper, seeded chopped plum tomatoes, and some chopped lettuce. Mix all that together, and then save some of the lettuce and a little bit of bitsy tomatoes for the garnish.
Okay.
Put that into the little. You have to bake the wonton cups first.
Okay.
You know, put them in a muffin tin. Bake the wonton.
I was
going
to say, how do you get them to that shape? Okay,
yeah.
Put them in a muffin tin.
Press them down and bake them, and then have them come out, cool them, mix those ingredients together, and garnish it with a little bit of lettuce and a little bit of tomatoes.
That does sound good. Delicious. But you know what I'd rather do? I'd rather pick up the phone to Tom Poskerich and say, Asian nachos, Tom, 10 minutes, my place. Fewer ingredients,
well,
for one thing.
Let me see if that will happen.
That Asian peanut sauce drizzle
off
the top.
It's
like, I'm so jonesing for some of those right now.
I know. Maybe he's bringing some for us.
Well, Tom has arrived, and he didn't seem to have a container. And I don't know how well those things travel. They'll make him feel bad. He's going to leave. Then we're going to have to do the whole show.
Tom is fine. Don't worry.
Okay.
He's all good.
I'll take your word for it.
He's good. To avocado tomato crisps.
Oh, that sounds good.
These sound pretty good, too. These you take, you know those crackers, those crisp bread crackers, they're like 80 calories.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So that's your bottom. And then in a small bowl, 1.5 ounces of mashed avocado, salt and pepper, a little garlic powder, and mix that together, spread that on the cracker, and then some sun-dried tomatoes.
Oh, okay.
Some chopped up sun-dried tomatoes on top.
Mm-hmm.
And then nice, healthy snack.
Throw it in the oven for a couple
minutes,
or do you eat it cold?
You eat it cold, just
like
that. Yeah. You know, I think that sounds really good, you know, for something different.
You know, the selection is almost endless of things. Like, look at what I shared with you, the, you know, digging out the cucumber pieces and throwing in some, you know.
I love that.
A little bit of whatever. And it's
hummus.
Hummus. That's, and if you want to put a little garnish on top, it's easy to do. It's healthy and it's tasty.
Yeah.
And the examples you just gave would all work. And then instead of the big, heavy, you know, espinaca dip,
true.
As good as it is, honest to God, you have one load of that into one of those Frito-Lay scoop things, and you could have had 10 of what you just told us about.
It's exactly right. And you know what some of these, too, because there's actually a few more. I'll give you one more.
Mm-hmm.
They use the Laughing Cow light creamy Swiss cheese.
Oh,
you know
yes.
Those little wedges?
I've seen those. Yeah, Barbara gets
cool.
Those.
Mm-hmm. This one, you take a tortilla, you know, like a wheat tortilla, and you want to grill it a little bit.
Yep.
And then you want to mix together. You want to chop some portobello mushrooms. Transfer to a bowl. Chop portobello mushrooms. 2 wedges of the Laughing Cow cream cheese. Break into pieces. Salt, pepper, garlic powder. Mix it all together. Spread it on the tortilla and then grill it.
Oh, is that almost like a quesadilla?
Exactly.
It looks like a quesadilla from that picture.
So portobello mushrooms,
the Laughing Cow cheese,
and some spices. And you could even, you know what you could even do is use the Healthy Solution spice blends.
That's
mix
very
that
true. Add
Yum.
Another layer
Have
to it.
Add a little Cajun to it, or, you know, the lemon pepper, or all different flavors.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do I hear the Mr. Rogers music back there?
I think it's the Mr.
It's
Rogers.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Won't you be my neighbor?
Oh, my gosh. You're listening to Food for Thought. We're at the top of the hour. When we come back, we'll be joined with Chef Tom Poskerich. Can't wait to hear what he's been up to. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.